Did you know that the average coach only makes around $45,000 per year? On top of that, 90 to 95% of coaches never make more than six figures. So if that's true, then why is it that there are so many business coaches or marketing gurus flaunting the results and talking about all these clients that they've helped make $30,000 months after 90 days without lifting a finger? Well, today I'm gonna get raw and real about the online coaching industry and tell you what you need to do to be part of the 1%. Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in. What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for joining me here today. I appreciate you showing up for me, but also showing up for yourself and spending the time that you need to cultivate your high value skill set, which will have a direct impact on your ability to make money online, to do what you want to do, to live a life on your terms, one of flexibility and freedom, but you do have to put in the reps. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. I have a favor to ask of you. I would love it if you'd pull out your phone right now and leave me some stars on Apple or Spotify. It just takes a second. Most people don't do this, but I know you're not like most people, so I would appreciate you supporting me as well. So today, I wanted to talk about the coaching business and if it's a scam or a legitimate way to make money online, because I told you some of the stats before that most coaches, the average coach only makes around $45,000 per year, and 90 to 95% of coaches never make more than six figures. Now, that's a kind of a brutal reality, and it doesn't quite match up with what you hear from a lot of business coaches or influencers or the gurus, the marketing gurus. They're always talking and flaunting their big results of all the people that they are helping to crush it. So I wanted to slay some myths and talk about the coaching world. And I want to say that if you're a coach, you are my tribe, okay? But I do have an issue with what I feel is the exploitation of the coaching industry. I love that we have the ability to make money by helping other people win and doing what we love. But I think that there's a gross misrepresentation of what this journey looks like. And you've probably heard me talk about this in the past. I try to be very vocal about it because one thing that has helped me out in sales is I'm very honest. I speak with truth, right? I will tell the good and the bad. And when I onboard a new client, that's something I let them know. I will tell you, I will be candid with you. I will tell you the pros and the cons. You will always hear the straight up from me. And when it comes to the coaching world, I think that there's a lot of shady shit that goes on, and it sets people up for failure, to be honest. And so I wanted to put a magnifying glass on this for a minute. And here's the thing, though, is if you are a coach and you're hearing this message and you're hearing me talk about how most coaches don't make more than $45,000 per year and a lot of them don't even break six figures, I don't want that to be you. I don't think it has to be you. And I'm going to talk about why that is. I think that you can be astronomically successful in coaching if you understand a few core principles. But the thing is, a lot of these get missed out when it comes to the coaching industry because there are so many marketers and gurus that are so hot and heavy just to close deals and make money because they're thinking about themselves instead of actually setting people up for success. Not only that, but it's a harder sell if I'm real with people and tell them what it takes, okay, that's a harder sell than somebody who can tell you that it's gonna be quick and easy. But here's the thing, is the best things in life do not come from the quick and easy things. And this journey will carve you out into a better person, a smarter person, a more flexible person, and a more abundant and expansive person. So I encourage you, if you are a coach, and maybe you're struggling or you haven't experienced success yet, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to make that happen. So back in 2018, I was getting so interested in mindset and personal development and money, finance, and just consuming as much as I possibly could. I had no idea. I had no plans that I would ever step into the coaching world. But what had happened is one of the influencers that I was following pretty deeply when it came to mindset rolled out a business coaching program where they taught other people from scratch how to be coaches, how to make money online doing this stuff. And the only reason why I actually enrolled was I was there for more of the sales and the mindset stuff. And not only that, but I receive a stipend for education every year. And so that paid for a good portion of it. But that was kind of my entry into this coaching world. Prior to that, I didn't really even know that there was such a thing as coaching. You know, I thought coaching was something like you had basketball coaches or football coaches or maybe fitness coaches. But I didn't realize that there was things like business coaches or executive coaches, leadership coaches, mindset coaches. I had no idea that there was a world out there. And maybe it wasn't as big at that time, but it was starting to really pick up a lot of momentum and grow. So I got into this program, again, with no intention of ever being a coach. And I was just there to absorb knowledge. And, you know, the practices that they were talking about seemed a little bit odd to me, like stalking other influencers on social media and then hovering around in the comments and trying to strike up conversations with people and then move them into the DMs and then try to pitch them on a phone call and then get them on a phone call that was always awkward and then try to sell them on a high ticket coaching package. And to me, it just seemed like really strange, but I wasn't there to become a coach. So it didn't really matter to me. I was just there to meet other people that were badasses. I had money that I could invest in myself. So I was there just to learn more about the mindset stuff, which I definitely got value out of. So fast forward, 6 months later, COVID hits, right? And me being in the healthcare industry, we had hospitals literally shut down for 3 to 4 months. And that was like, I thought we were in a pretty safe environment. I thought that like the industry that I'm in could not get rocked. And I was so slapped upside the head by that reality. So I needed to have a backup plan. And this was, you know, several months had gone by after I had done this business coaching program. So I started getting active on LinkedIn and I was talking a lot about mindset. And what was cool is I actually had my first 3 inbound clients from my content, just posting on LinkedIn, and had people approach me and ask to get on a call with me. So it was a very easy sale to make happen. And then on top of that, I started getting really good with LinkedIn and connecting with other coaches, and I was having a lot of success. So I had a lot of inbound people reaching out to me about LinkedIn. They wanted to know how I'd become successful on LinkedIn. And so I was also very interested in learning how to create online courses at the time. And it just ended up being that was the perfect topic for me to launch my first course about was LinkedIn. And it just happened to be that a lot of the people that were asking me about it were coaches. And so one thing led to another, that course started to grow and I started to grow my reach. And I, by default, almost became a business coach, more in group setting, right? But by default, I ended up becoming a business coach, helping other coaches out. Now, here's what I started to realize as I got deeper and deeper into this world, is there are a lot of people who want to be a coach because it sounds so good, right? Make money, doing what you love, helping other human beings out. And I can attest to that from making last week I talked about the first $100 I ever made. I almost felt guilty about it, right? I'm getting paid talking about something that I love so much. So I understand how they call it coaching crack, right? It can be so addicting. It feels so good to make money helping other people talking about what you love to talk about. Okay, so that's the thing though, is that's dangerous because a lot of marketers, a lot of these coaching gurus, and I would say a lot of business coaching gurus were coaches who were not successful, but they realized how highly leveraged it is to become a business coach, to promise people the dream, to promise quick results. There is so much leverage behind that. You are tapping into people's core desires. And that's where the manipulation comes from. So I don't believe that the coaching industry is necessarily a scam. I believe there's a lot of business coaches who are scammers, who set people up for failure by promising fucked up, crazy results that just aren't possible for most people who are not in a position to create a business without the foundations. So, yes, you can be highly successful as a coach, but you just have to have a different perspective and not tune into the noise. Because when people don't succeed, when they get sold on these high ticket coaching programs, promising these crazy results and don't get them, they feel like failures. Not only that, but they're comparing themselves to other people. And when they see that they're not succeeding, that's a perception, right? Because I'll tell you this, there are some people who are absolutely really good off the start who can crush it. Very few and far in between. But what I've noticed is the people who have done that, they have some type of a business experience, or they're very established with networking. They seem to be a little bit more knowledgeable when it comes to business or branding or content, and they are able to boot up a business much quicker. And you've heard me talk about the source of any business is traffic, the ability to generate traffic, and then the ability to control that traffic and convert it into a sale. Right? So some people have those skills that are in place. I had those skills. I feel like I was more successful with coaching because of my previous entrepreneurial experience, plus my sales experience, right? So that made it a lot easier. But somebody who is brand new and green, 99.9% of the time is not going to have the results that somebody who has a solid background in business, in sales, in marketing, or in content creation, okay? So that's what it is. Those are the people that are cherry picking to use as their case studies. So with that said, let's dive in, okay? Let's get to the good side of this, right? I've kind of told you what the problem is, but if you're listening to this and you're a coach and you've struggled, or maybe you've been sold on one of those programs and you haven't had the results that you had hoped for, I don't want you to feel bad. You did nothing wrong, but let's turn the ship around and do it the right way. So the first differentiator, I would say, between the top 5% or the six-figure type of coaches and everybody else is they actually treat it like a business and they learn to play the long game. You hear me talk about the long game all the time on this show. It's so important because skills aren't just like a light switch that come on and off. They're cultivated and they're refined over years and years and years. And what happens is as you refine those skills, you attract people, opportunities, and income that correlates with your skill level, right? But it's not an on and off switch. The other thing is treat it like a business, right? So if you were to open a brick and mortar business, or say a business where you had to create a product, right? You had to design something and then get it manufactured, test it out, right? A lot of times this stuff takes years in the making. Most businesses like that take a long time to even open up their doors. Once they open up their doors, then there's the time to recoup their losses and actually become profitable. If you heard the story about Amazon, I think they went like 8 years before they even became profitable, right? One of the biggest companies in the world took 8 years to even break a profit. Yet we get deflated after 6 months or 3 months because we think that we aren't even seeing the results. Here's the reality. If you go in and get your first client in the first 30 days, yeah, you may not be making six figures. You may not be on track for $45,000 per year, but you just created money out of thin air doing what you love, teaching somebody else and helping them. That's a huge win. The fact that you're even profitable after your first client because you aren't going to have those expenses, you aren't gonna have the warehousing, the shipping, that's a huge win. So look at it from that perspective, right? You are winning if you make your first money in coaching, period, okay? Then you start to refine and get better, but treat it like a real goddamn business, okay? Number two is you've got to have a clearly defined niche or specialization. I did an episode talking about how to nail your niche, probably about 2 or 3 months ago. I would love it if you'd revisit that. I even have a mini course teaching people how to really dial in their voice, their niche, get clarity around that, learn about their avatar, and get good with their messaging, because that is so very important. One huge problem that I see, this was kind of apparent to me when I was early on in my journey, is God, it feels like there's a billion mindset coaches out there. Nobody stands out because they're so generalized. In fact, that was part of the pivot of this podcast. I love mindset, right? So I had the Mindset Hackers podcast for almost 2 years because I love talking about the mindset stuff, but it's too vague, right? Mindset's everywhere, right? I just needed to hone in on something and connect this podcast with my actual business. So even, 2 years in, it took me a while for me to be like, because I had success with my Mindset Hackers podcast and I didn't want to let it go. But the reality is I wasn't clear enough. I was not focused enough. So it feels so much better to actually connect my podcast with my business. But that's a huge problem is like coaches out there, it doesn't mean anything if you're a mindset coach or a leadership coach or an executive coach or a fitness coach. What is it that you specialize in? How do you nail your niche? How do you dial it in? How do you become a specialist and not a generalist? The money is in the riches are in the niches. Okay. A jack of all trades is a master of none. I love those two quotes, but my favorite one is carve out a niche that is so tight that only you can fit in it. Here's the thing too, is when you niche down, you can open up on the back end, right? I talked about LinkedIn as kind of being my doorway into the coaching world. Well, look at all the things that I'm able to teach and monetize because of a narrow focus when it came to LinkedIn. That was a huge epiphany for me. So make sure you niche down or become a specialist or both. Okay. The third thing that I would say is have a unique value proposition, right? If you're a mindset coach or whatever, what is unique about you? What is it that you do differently than anybody else? What is your new unique value proposition? I talk about this a lot when it comes to content or offers or your entire business is think about the other person that's on the other side of that. What is in it for them? Why should they do business with you? Why should they take your course? Why should they download your lead magnet? Why should they read your content for that matter? You have to have a unique value proposition, something that is unique about you that you can offer to them that is different than other people, that makes it valuable, that makes it tangible. Because I'll tell you this, part of the reason why coaches have such a hard time succeeding is because there are so many people out there, okay? There's so many people badging themselves as a coach and they aren't standing out. They don't have a unique value proposition. A couple other things that we'll go into on a different episode is return on investment and cost of inaction. Okay, those are two very valuable sales levers that could be a part of your unique sales or your unique value proposition, right? How is it that if somebody can invest in you, that they're going to get a tangible return on their investment that you can quantify, that you can show to other people, okay? So I'll save that for a different episode, but number three is have a unique value proposition. Make sure that you stand out because you are doing something different and you have something to offer that nobody else does. Number four is, you've got to understand, become a student. We're going to talk about this on this pod. This is the core of what this podcast is about, is these three things: marketing, branding, and sales. A lot of people don't even understand what those things are or how they are different, right? And I've done episodes on each of those. But marketing is how you help people become aware of their problems, how you can help them become aware of their solutions, and how you can help them become aware that you are their solution, okay? Branding is what people think of when your name comes up. How do you tie and associate your name with what it is that you do? For me, that is online business and making money online, okay? I want people to think of that when my name comes up or vice versa. Sales is the ability to convert one of those people who is following you and your content into an actual sale. This is the point where you are able to make money. You can do this online. You can do this on a sales call. You can do this in a group environment. But this is your ability to turn your skill set into actual money and revenue in your business, okay? So the three things that you need to become a master of is marketing, branding, and sales. Here's another thing too, going back to like coaching scams, right? Here's another scam that I see all the time is coaching certification program. Everybody's got their fucking certification program. Your certification program doesn't mean shit if you don't know how to market, brand, and sell, okay? It may make you feel more like you have more authority, right? Which is a good thing. If it makes you feel confident, it may give you structure in your business, may give you the structure and, you know, to an extent, some of the tools that you need to help coach other people. But a coaching certification program leaves a lot of people in a really bad place because they don't teach marketing and branding and sales, or they, you know, they get people to think that just because you get the certification program, the day that you open up your doors, people are going to be coming to you. Oh my God, I see that you're a Jay Shetty certified coach or a John Maxwell coach, right? Okay, I'm going to hand you over my money. Doesn't work like that. you still need to cultivate marketing, branding, and sales skills, okay? High value skills. That is also what I mentioned too. When I do see the people who are crushing it right off the bat or fairly quickly, or the people who do understand marketing, branding, and sales. So I want you to become a student, okay? I get it. They don't sound fun to you. You don't want to learn that stuff. I don't even use those as part of the title of this podcast because I don't want to scare people. Hey, this is a sales podcast. This is a marketing podcast. No, this podcast is about how to live the life that you want on your terms, right? You've heard me talk about this when it comes to sales and messaging, is to focus on the transformation, the outcome. Okay, that's part of understanding marketing and sales, right? That's why I don't say this podcast is a marketing and sales podcast, because for a lot of people, that doesn't sound fun, right? But it does sound fun to build a kick-ass business that you love, right? So that's kind of the hook to get people to listen to the podcast. But what we really need to do is cultivate these high-value skills so that you can actually make a shitload of money doing what you love, okay? I want this for you, but you have to learn to be a student of these three skills, okay? And I'm going to help you with that. But most importantly, I'm going to teach you that it's not as big of a deal as you think it is, okay? So let's do this together, right? It's a fun journey. Make the journey the reward. Think about that, though. If you get good at marketing, branding, and sales, you are protected for life. You can boot up new businesses on demand because you'll learn how that flow goes. You will become more valuable if you do want to get a job. Those skills come in handy and make you more valuable, okay? So, summarize this episode. Coaching is not a scam, but there's a lot of scammy business coaches out there and scammy marketers that are trying to get your money by promising quick wins, quick results that don't happen for most people who don't have the high value skills in place. Please treat this like a business and you will make money like a business. Another thing I like to think about is, if you're doing this casually, which most people do, oh, I'm just dipping my toes in, why would you make any money if you're just dipping your toes in? If this is a hobby, you're gonna make hobby money, okay? If you treat it like a job, like a 9-to-5 job, if you put in that much effort, you're gonna make, you know, a lot more money if you actually put in the same amount of hours and effort as somebody who is in a job, which is typically 40 hours per week. Most people are not doing that, right? The $45,000 coaches, they're not putting in a 9-to-5 most of the time. If they did, they probably would make the same amount that they would in a 9-to-5 job. But where I want you is to treat this like a career and a profession. What does a professional do? What does a Kobe Bryant do? Right? These guys who are at top of the game that you're measuring yourself against, that you think you are not as good at, well, are you playing on that level? What if you did? Why wouldn't you be successful? Okay, these guys, Tony Robbins is 62 years old. He's been doing this for 45 years. Or 40 years or whatever, he is 62 years old and he does these 5-to-7-day events where he is on stage for 10 to 12 hours. He keeps himself in a peak physical and mental state so that he can come through. 99.9% of us are not playing anywhere close to that level. Therefore, we're not having those type of results. But what would we do even if we were a fraction of that? So be a professional. Treat this like a job. Treat it like you are a professional athlete, and I guarantee you will succeed, my friends. Okay, I'm gonna wrap up this episode. I would love it if you drop into the show notes and join my digital entrepreneur newsletter so I can keep you in the loop of good shit that is coming down the pipeline that directly relates to you and being on this journey with me as we go out there and we create a beautiful business that gives us everything that we want in life.